only one who's worthy, worthy, worthy are you, God.
FM 90.3 WJTL Canyon Hills Worship on and on. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Weather-wise, sunny skies all day today, high around 76. Tonight, remaining clear, low 52. Tomorrow, sunny, breezy, high 75. Over the weekend, warming up. Saturday, sunny, high 78. And Sunday, a little warmer, mostly sunny, high 80. Currently in Harrisburg, 60 degrees. In Lancaster, 58.
Our special guest, Melinda Clark, the executive director of North Star Initiative, with us this morning. Good morning again, Melinda.
Good morning.
So delightful to get to know you and hear about North Star. Tell us about North Star Initiative.
North Star Initiative exists to advocate and support women who have experienced trafficking. We do that by providing educational, emotional, spiritual, psychological, physical resources in a Christ-centered focus. We have The Harbor, which is a safe home for women who have experienced trafficking. They can come into a setting where they are cared for, they are safe, they are surrounded 24/7 by safe relationships where they can begin to connect again with people and heal from the trauma. So it's a 12-month program that is committed to not only healing the effects of complex trauma, but also restoring the things that they lost in the experience of being trafficked.
Can you share a story, a snapshot of daily life for the girls that you're working with?
Let me give you a simple example. Often, it is hard to quantify all the ways that the experience of being trafficked, which is essentially slavery, how it affects your life, or to realize all the effects that complex trauma has. By definition, complex trauma is a trauma that's repeated over time, usually in the context of a relationship that should have been safe.
Yeah.
So it can only heal, really, in the context of a new safe relationship that can reintegrate the trauma. And just a few days ago, one of our newer residents got back from an appointment, jumped down from the van, comes running towards me, waving something in the air, and wants to show me, which is not unusual. And she was showing me an ID card and said, "Look what I just got." I told her it was a great picture, as you would. And then she said, "I just never thought I would have one of these of my own."
Yeah.
Because in a situation where you're being held captive and being exploited, you don't actually have access to your own documents.
Right.
You can't control your own money. You don't have... The first time one of our residents opens up her own bank account with her own debit card, and she is depositing her own paycheck from her job.
It is
a life-changing moment.
Yeah.
And they just make sure everybody sees they come back and they want to tell
their
coaches.
They're all excited.
This is my debit card, and I put the money in, and I can get the money out, and I can save for my goals. And that is something that we focus on, particularly through case management. What are your goals? What do you dream of being? The Father has made you and wired you, and this experience doesn't alter your value or your capacity to reintegrate to the community, to thrive in dignifying work and in meaningful relationships.
And to reach those goals.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The things that you want to do. We can support those.
If folks want to hear more great stories about what God is doing through North Star Initiative, then come up to your upcoming event.
Fred, they need to come. You need to come. October 20th at Foundry 48 is where we're going to be celebrating how far we've come, the ground that we've gained in this battle to end trafficking, and then what's coming ahead. We have new initiatives that we're excited to put into place to expand the continuum of care that we can offer our residents and offer survivors of trafficking. So October 20th, Foundry 48, there's going to be great food. It is going to be a great group of people. If this is a cause, or if this is a need, it's become so many people are aware that trafficking exists and that it exists in Lancaster County.
Right.
You want to do something about it. This is the place to start. What's going on? How can I be part of it? How can I bring my light to help shine more light into these dark places and create paths to healing?
If folks want to sign up, get a registration, whatever, they could do that online.
Absolutely. And I hope you do. I hope you do. NorthStarInitiative.org. NorthStarInitiative.org. There's an events tab. So just look that up. Get your tickets. Come out and join us. Find out more about what we're doing or find other ways to get involved. The battlefront against trafficking is really long and really wide. And there's a place for everyone to do something to bring this to an end.
Yeah. Find out how you can be involved. NorthStarInitiative.org. The event coming up October 20th. It's at Foundry 48 there at Listrack in Lititz. You can get all the details there as well. Melinda, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for hosting me.
So great to get to know you. Back to the music we go. This is Cody Carnes, Firm Foundation, WJTL.